Hey guys, this is Brent Harbolt here with the Harbolt Company, and we have another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now on our new website, we have a new category called the Laptop Lounge, and that is where we have some really awesome new and lightly used laptops. And that is what we are talking about today. This is an awesome Lenovo X1 Carbon Gen 9. Now, if you're not familiar with the X1 Carbon series, that is a Lenovo ThinkPad flagship line, and that is actually the laptop that I use for my everyday driver. So I have a couple of different laptops around the house for different things, and one of them that I use for my main stuff, and I'm actually doing this recording on as we speak, is the X1 Carbon. Now, the Gen 9 is actually probably my favorite of the X1 Carbons, and I'll tell you why. Now, it's not the newest of the X1 Carbons, but it is probably my favorite, and the reason why is because going from the 8th gen to the 9th gen, they made a lot of changes. The 9th gen, they actually changed the ventilation system, where on all of the X1 Carbons up until the 9th gen, the ventilation system actually blew hot air out the side of the laptop. Well, when the Gen 9 came out, they actually changed the whole, redid the whole ventilation system, where it actually blows it out of the back of the laptop, and that way it's not blowing it out on your fingers or whatever, or to the right of the laptop. So that is one major change. And so they also changed it so the air actually gets intaken from the keyboard. So the keyboard actually allows a little bit of airflow to go through that. And then of course it blows the hot air out the back, which is blowing it away from you, which is really nice. So that is one of the main things they did. The other thing they did on the Gen 9 was they actually improved the speaker system. So it's a 4-speaker system now, which is really nice. And you think, well, the X1 Carbon is kind of geared toward business users and things like that. But actually, they've started making these X1 Carbons that actually appeal to the consumer as well because of the nice sound system. So they do have 2 speakers coming face up on each side of the keyboard, and then they have 2 speakers pointing down on the bottom side of the laptop. So that gives you a quad speaker system. They are Dolby Atmos speakers, so Dolby Atmos certified, sound really good, you get a good surround sound kind of thing going on, and everything. So that is another one of the things that they did on the Gen 9, is they upgraded the speaker system. And of course, as you can hear, the microphone system is really great as well, because they added 4 microphones now, so they're recording 4 microphones. And with the microphone system, you can actually go into the laptop and you can select private mode, which just records your person like right in front of the laptop that's doing the recording. Or you can also change it to collaboration or meeting mode, which it actually allows for more stuff to come in around the sides of the laptop. So if you're in a meeting and you have several people gathered around the laptop, or you're around family or friends, you want people to be able to hear them, then you can turn that mode on and it actually allows to listen around the laptop rather than just straight in front of it. And actually, it also has a noise canceling feature with the microphones. And if you guys couldn't tell, you shouldn't be able to tell, I have music going on in the background. And because I have this noise cancellation thing turned on, it's actually blocking out the music and it's just recording me what's doing the recording. So that is a really nice feature as well. And then they actually improved the battery life on the Gen 9. So you get about 8 to 10 hours of battery life. And that's all subjective, of course, depending on what you're doing. But on an average, you're getting about 8 to 10 hours. And then, of course, the keyboard on the 9th gen is going to be great, just like a lot of the other X1 Carbons. The ThinkPad keyboard is world-renowned. It is super comfortable to type on. The keys don't, they're cushy, but yet they're not overly cushy. And they are still a very low-profile keyboard, so they're just a real nice keyboard to type on. And then, of course, the keyboard layout is really nice as well. You do have a dedicated key down here between the Alt key and the Control key, which is what they put as print screen. But I always go in and remap that with sharp keys and change that to the Applications key. So then I have the normal, you know, big keyboard layout, which is Alt, Applications key, and then right Control key Of course, to the right of the space bar. And then, of course, to the left of the space bar, you have the normal control function windows and enter. Now, Lenovo likes to swap the function and the control key around. So it's actually function, control, alt, or control, windows, alt. But they have this really cool app called the Lenovo Vantage app, which is completely free. And it basically gives you all kinds of information and lets you make all kinds of changes to your laptop that you want, and it will let you actually swap those keys just by putting a checkbox in the box. So very nice there, and of course you can swap the function keys across the top. They do have the dedicated function keys, and there is a space between the F4 and the F5, and also the F8 and the F10, and also the F12, and then the other keys. But if you want those to not be the shortcut keys, you know, volume up, volume down, and all that, then you can easily do function escape, or you can also do that in the Lenovo Manage as well, and it will actually swap that to be just regular function keys, is what which I like anyway myself. So there you go, guys. There's some changes of the Gen 9, and I think that is what makes it my favorite. Now, the Gen 10, the problem they had with the Gen 10 is the Gen 10 has a 12th gen processor, and they were having some problems with the Intel 12th gen processor, which was heating up the laptop super, super much, or super, super bad, and it was causing the battery life to literally be like 4 hours, 4 to 5 hours. So Gen 10, not a go for me. And then the Gen 11, that hasn't been out long enough really for people to completely report on as far as battery life and stuff like that. So the Gen 9 definitely is a great one to go with. The ones that we have, they have the Intel i7 11th gen processor, super fast processor. They run really cool. So they do run nice and cool. Get 8 to 10 hours of battery out of them. They have 16 gig of RAM, and you have a choice of the 1 terabyte Samsung SSD or the solid state drive, or 2 terabytes Samsung solid state drive. So you can make the choice on the website. They are set up as two different items, but basically same exact laptop, brand new in the box, never used, but they, one has a 1 terabyte solid state drive and one has a 2 terabyte solid state drive, and they both have 16 gig of RAM, which is awesome. Now the X1 Carbon lineup has the carbon fiber body, which is really nice because the laptops themselves only weigh about 2.5 pounds. Super slim, super lightweight. They are a 14 inch screen, so they're not the smallest laptop out there like the 12 inch nanos we were selling, but they're also not the big 15, 17 inches. They're kind of that Goldilocks size where it's just kind of perfect right there in the middle, not too big, not too small, just perfect right in the middle. Nice keyboard to type on, nice space between the keys, and still super thin and super light to be able to carry with you wherever you go. And of course, super fast, guys. These things are smoking fast. They boot up within just seconds. Just blazing fast hard drives. Samsung makes the best hard drives in the business. That is what I prefer in all my laptops. Samsung, most reliable, fastest hard drives usually. And so these both have a 1 terabyte, and then the one has a 2 terabyte. So you can choose for which one best fits you. Now, the nice thing about these ThinkPads that we've got, they have plenty of ports on them. So on the left side of the laptop, you have an HDMI port for plugging in HDMI devices like a screen. Then you have a standard USB-A port, which is your standard USB port. Then you have 2 USB Type-C ports. Now this is nice. These are also going to act as your charging ports. So they're USB-C. You use them to plug in the charger. Also, you can plug in other USB-C stuff there as well. And they are Thunderbolt technology, so really fast speeds on the USB-C. Then on the right edge of the laptop, going from the front to the back, you have the 3.5 millimeter headphone microphone jack combo port, which a lot of laptops are getting away from, but these still have it, so this is great. That acts as a headphone / microphone jack, so both there. And then you have another standard USB port on the right side. And then you have the Kensington lock port. So if you wanted to lock your laptop up so no one could steal it from you, then you do have that option with that Kensington lock port. You do have to buy the little Kensington lock stuff. Really, that's kind of designed for businesses and stuff. So you guys might not actually want to mess with that. Super comfortable keyboard to type on, like I mentioned. Does have a nice wrist rest on this. This carbon fiber body is a soft touch body, so it's really comfortable to type on. And then the power button is on the deck of the laptop. That's another thing they changed from Gen 8 to Gen 9. Gen 8, the power button was actually on the outside of the laptop. And the Gen 9 models, they actually started putting the power button on the inside deck of the laptop, which is really nice. It's right above the... So on the top right where you have your delete key, then to the left of that, you have your insert key, which is nice because there's... A lot of laptops are getting away from a dedicated insert key. This does have that for you JAWS users out there. And then it also has the dedicated page up and page down to the left of that. So right above that row of keys, the page up, page down, is the power button. Now that power button also gives you a fingerprint sensor inside that power button. So the nice thing about it, you can just lay your finger on that once you set it up, and it just unlocks right away. It's very fast, very responsive, and that is the power button and fingerprint sensor all built into one. So that's a really nice feature there. And now these laptops that we got in, they actually have the touch screen, which is nice because I do like the touch screen because I do use it from time to time. There might be some things on a website that I can't get to with JAWS, and I'll just reach up and touch the screen and tap on whatever I want. So these particular ones that we have that we got in, they do have the higher dollar 14-inch touch screen, which is a really nice feature there. And of course, if you don't like the touch screen, you can always disable that in the device manager. It's very easy to do, but I like to have my touch screen enabled. Anyway, right above the screen in the middle at the 12 o'clock position, you do have your camera. You also have your Think Shutter switch, and that switch will actually just slide. It's a physical switch, and if you don't want to take a chance on somebody peeking at you, or peeping at you, whichever you prefer, you can actually slide that shutter switch to the left. And if it slid to the left, that covers up the camera. And to free up your camera to open it back up again, you just slide that shutter to the right. And that is a very easy device that they came up with that people used to actually put pieces of tape over their camera so people might not actually be able to see them, or whatever, try to hack into their computers. Well, with this, it's actually a shutter switch. So it's a really nice design. Just slide it right over, covers it up, slide it back, and it's uncovered. So very easy there. Let's see. The bottom of it does have the rubber feet. It also has the ventilation intake vent on the bottom as well. And these do come with Windows 10 Professional. And if you want me to load Windows 11 Professional, no additional cost. I can do that for you. I can set them up. They can easily run Windows 11. So no big deal there, just whatever you prefer. And then whatever customizations you want me to do with that, installing JAWS or making any customizations to the software, whatever, I can do. Excuse me, I can do before I send them out to you. So just let me know which one you want. All right, guys, so these things are awesome. I love the Gen 9. It is my favorite of the X1 Carbons. You guys will love this if you're a business user, if you're just a regular consumer. These things are super fast, lots of speed, lots of RAM, 16 gig of RAM, and lots of hard drive. So 1 terabyte or 2 terabyte, you can choose which one you want. Now these come with over 1 year, it's actually 16 months to be exact, of Premier warranty through Lenovo. Now, this is a factory warranty that is the best warranty in the business, in my opinion. They will actually come to your house. It's an on-site warranty. They will come to your house and fix any problems you have with the laptop. And I have had to use the warranty before. It is so easy. You call in, you get somebody here in the U.S., which is nice. And then usually within just a few days, if they determine there is an issue with the computer, they will show up on your doorstep. They will fix your computer right there at your house. Easy peasy. You don't need to take your computer anywhere or send it in or anything like that. They fix it right there on site. So that is a great warranty. It is the premier Lenovo warranty. You can look it up online if you wish. You can extend this warranty anytime you want through the Lenovo Vantage app. So it does come. So far, it's at the time of this recording, it's about 16 months of premier warranty left. And that is going to be the end of 2024. And if you want to extend that to incorporate 2-3 more years of that, then you can do so very easily in the Lenovo Vantage app. They're very inexpensive to do. It's not a whole lot of money to extend it compared to some warranties out there. And it will give you a lot of peace of mind if that is important to you. So that is an option. But right off the bat, right out of the box, you do get about 16 months left that you don't have to do anything for 16 months. So Lenovo does a really nice thing where they let you extend the warranty or add the warranty, even if the warranty has expired. So, you know, I do recommend if you're going to extend it, do it before your warranty expires. But even if you can't do it then, you can still go back in and buy a warranty right there in the Lenovo Vantage app. So it's a nice service that they offer there, and you get really nice support through people here in the U.S., which is a really great thing as well. So these are brand new in the box. They have only been taken out to put bigger hard drives in them for you guys. So I've only taken out to upgrade to a 1 terabyte and a 2 terabyte solid state drive, and that's it. They will have everything set up as far as Windows on it for you when you get them. The keyboard is the not going to have a numeric keypad because I know inherently somebody's going to ask me that. These are Ultrabooks, so usually 14 inches and under are not going to have numeric keypads built into the keyboard. If you are somebody that needs a numeric keypad, you can use a wireless one. You can pick those up pretty easily from Amazon. Plugs a little wireless dongle, plugs into the USB port, and you can use the numeric keypad wirelessly next to your laptop or whatever you want. But they do have a really nice keyboard. The arrow keys do have split keys. So the left arrow, it has the top of it, like two-thirds of the key is the left arrow. And then the top third of the key, and there's a nice differentiation between there so you can easily feel it. That is the page up key. And then the middle arrows, those are just regular up and down arrows. Those are full size. And then the right arrow, two-thirds of the bottom of that is right arrow, and the one-third of the top of that is page down. So that's nice, the page up and page down keys dedicated right there, and really nice layout of the keyboard. These do not have the infrared sensor for use with Windows Face ID. I know a lot of you probably don't use that anyway, so I just want to let you know they do not have that, but they do have the fingerprint sensor. And they are the professional version of Windows, so they have BitLocker and all that good stuff that is running on them. And they do have built-in better security. So one thing that X1 Carbon is known for is their built-in security. And one thing they do is they actually have it where it saves your fingerprint actually on the chip that's inside the computer. So that way you're not storing your fingerprint data in the cloud where somebody could hack it. It's actually stored on a chip in the computer. That way it's just with you and no one else. So that is a really neat feature. And then they have other built-in security things as well built into the ThinkPads, more of hardware type security, like BitLocker and things like that. So yeah, guys, you cannot go wrong with the ThinkPad 14-inch X1 Carbon. It is one of my favorite laptops of all time. Like I said, I use this as my daily driver and I love it. Great battery life, super fast, super big storage, tons of ports on it, great sound system, great microphones. What else can you want? Great warranty. It's got it all. And these do come in the box with the 65-watt Lenovo factory USB-C charger. So, of course, you get that, and that plugs right into the USB-C port. All right, guys, if you have any questions, feel free to email us at sales@hardboltcompany.com. And our phone number is website is hardboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.